Sing along with us.
I don't know.
I'm standing in my Savior's shadow. He is watching over me. I feel the rain, I hear the thunder as he cries for me. I'm standing in my Savior's shadow. Grace will lead to where I'm free. I take his hand, we walk together. His light shines on me. Though the devil tried to break me, my sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be, I'm standing in my Savior's shadow, following his footsteps there. Every mountain, every ocean, hears my every prayer. Though the devil tried to break me, my sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be, standing in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be. Darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though trouble lingers still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is a victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The God of angels' armies is always by my side.
I know you know this one. Of course, without the piano, it might have a little bit of a hillbilly
one,
sound to
two,
it.
Two, ready? Here we go. Precious Lord, take my hand.
Keep going.
Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am torn. Through the storm, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet. Hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord,
lead me home.
Good, 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 good. Good,
it was
well
fun
done.
Watching you.
Well, I could have gone
something
another,
that I had no clue what you were doing.
Gone another.
That was entertaining.
Well,
20
seconds
I
or so.
Back into you and
no, actually,
I had no. What's going on?
You did very well.
Thank you, sir.
Remember, that's going to be a hymn for the congregation. So I might just have fun with them on Sunday with that. See what they do.
Just this is the song that never.
Watch people start falling over. Be funny. It's a church.
Let's see. Let's do like 1, 3, and 5 of this, okay? You don't have this up there, but you know it. And it's not that fast, huh?
I don't know how
can
you
it
wanna
be so we get through it?
We don't even have to do it. It's going to be communion.
Somebody start singing it.
This Sunday.
Let's go to the special.
No, let's sing. I'm going to sing. I want to sing 1, 3, and 5 of this. Just
1, 3, 5?
Yeah, really.
1, 3, 5.
Go easy with me here.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender my soul. blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
This is the last one a cappella, number 5.
All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to His name. I surrender.
Oh, we did. Woo-hoo! It's always a challenge when you go a cappella. Where'd that word come from anyway?
A cappella?
A cappella. What's the root of that word, Mr. Music Person?
Well, it's Italian with a Latin root.
With a little French twist?
With a little French twist.
A little French twist.
A cappella. Pepe Le Pew, always said.
I gotta look that up, actually. What is the origin? Obviously, it means...
I assume it would be...
On its own, by yourself, or... We'll look that up later.
Or something, some weird
Who's
Latin
got
word.
Acus. Who's got Google? Yeah, let's try this out here. You got? Oh, she's already got it. Your mercy.
Echo sounds like echo. Echo would be sound. So the root would have to be the Greek word for sound.
Well, when I was little, I always thought it was just a spin off of Acapulco, but that's...
Yummy.
Hawaii.
Hula hula.
Acapulco is
Mexico. Oh.
Arriba.
Arriba.
Was lost and walked away. The road was stuck, I could not see. My hope was gone, the pain was real. But your mercy, He saw my steps. He felt my fear. He heard me cry. He caught my tear. Arms open wide, ran to me. With your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King and bow my heart to sing. You saved me, you raised me, you died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy. You gave me life beyond the grave. Deepest shame is cast away. You sing a song that covers me. It's your mercy. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King. I bow my heart to sing. You saved me. You raised me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy.
Loving kindness leads me to repentance. Your loving kindness leads me to repentance. Lord, let your kindness, let it lead me to repentance. Lord, let your kindness, let it lead me to repentance.
Your mercy. Your mercy, I stand before my King. I bow my heart to sing. You saved me, you raised me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King. I bow my heart to sing. You saved me. You raised me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this. Your mercy. Your mercy.
Going to be your special on Sunday. Special thanks for you. Special thanks for me too.
So I found what a cappella is. A cappella is Italian for in the manner of the chapel.
In the manner.
Ooh, I like that.
In the manner of the chapel, she said. I think it qualifies. What do you think? So what is a chapel? Look up chapel. What is a chapel then? We gotta keep drilling down on this. Is a chapel, does it have to have old stones?
Oh, I'm just goofing. No. You're gonna start. I'm just filling in.
She's looking up chapel. We're gonna sing along with us on Thy Word. This will be your closing on Sunday.
A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. And nothing I will fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To my feet and a forget your love for me, and yet our forever is one. Jesus, be my guide. Hold me by your side. I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. The light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto
is a small building for Christian worship, typically one attached to an institution or private house.
An institution?
This is the institution. Wrong institution.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel edumacated. All right, now, for those of you here on Sunday, what do we do on Sunday? Garth. Low places, high places, right?
Yeah, this is Leonard Skinner.
So, of course, then Butch had to make a request. But, you know, so Butch has a favorite.
Blame it all.
Give me three steps. From Leonard Skinner. And I looked at that and I thought, glory to God, what am I going to do with these lyrics?
What we need to do.
And this is what you got. This is what you got. So this actually follows the gospel story of, when Jesus was taken in. And Peter then denies Jesus three times. But then, of course, as you know, the cool part of it is after Jesus' resurrection, he's on the shore. They're out fishing. He's on the shore. His resurrected body is there on the shore, and they come in. And Jesus then asks Peter three different times, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, well, yeah, I do, Lord. And so he asks him three. So Peter denied him three times. Jesus gave him three times to do that. So this kind of tends to capture. All right, now we got to figure this out. Are you going to be singing this thing so I can attempt to do bass stuff, or... what are we really doing here?
I'll give it a whirl, but I don't know how good I'm going to do. Don't judge.
You two are going to try and throw lyrics.
Because the first one I look at that's judging, you're coming up and singing them next to me.
All right, Abby, she's judging already.
She's judging already. Look at her. She's like, ha ha. See if I sing.
All right. Who's got a decent tempo?
1, 2, 3, 4. It was a cold, dark night. I was shaking with fright when a girl said I knew him. Did 93 times before the sun came to shine. Then a rooster cried and shame set in. God said, hey there, fella, why you be so yellow? What you trying to prove? Cause after my son there and I'm a God who cares. Yet this is not the end for you. Say, excuse me. The guard was lean and mean and big and mad, Lord, pointing his spear at me. I said, wait a minute, mister, I didn't even know him. Don't want no trouble with you. And I know you don't owe me, but me lies at Jesus, what I'm supposed to do. And he said, well, don't you give me three times, give me three times, Jesus, give me three times for giving me, Lord. Give me three times, Jesus, now I love you forevermore. Start fresh again. Well, Jesus, he turned and looked my way. and you could hear me a screaming a mile away. Yes, I love you the Lord more. And he said, why don't you give me three times? Give me three times, Jesus. Give me three times for giving me, Lord. Give me three times, give me three times, Jesus, and I love you forevermore. Why don't you give me three times? Give me three times, Jesus, give me three times for giving me, Lord. Give me three times, give me three times, Jesus, and I love you forevermore.
We were trying to figure out how to end it, now we know.
I want to sing the original lyrics so bad.
But I'll never forget Al Shadokari. He was reporting the news, you know, about the plane crash. Remember the group is called Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? Amplifier. Remember, he's the guy that can't hear. Hey, Todd, or one of you guys, can you kill the hum?
That's your
hand. Thank you. Okay, so he's reporting the news, and he says, members of the rock group Lynyrd Skynyrd perished today. It's a classic Al Shadokari moment. I'd never met him, really. That's right, TV does a lot for you, doesn't it? Wow. So, how was your week? How was everybody's week? Do you got anything new, or are you still dealing with the same stuff? I'll ask you later. Okay. That'll be a long story.
That'll be a long story.
Okay. Holy shamoles. I have no idea where God wants me to go with this one. Oh, maybe I do. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Good idea. Yeah, it's about as bad as when the furnace runs, yeah. Right. Okay. Lord, show me what you're going to do with this one. So we open up here to 1 Samuel chapter 9. Now, this is where Samuel anoints Saul. Now, before we get into the actual chapter where he's actually doing the anointing, it's important to understand what happens prior to this. Okay, so the Israelites are seeing all the other countries around them that have these kings, right? Now, remember, to this point, God has been the king of the people. I mean, Moses has been the in-between, and going through the list of success. So anyway, they wanted an actual king. Okay, I mean, by golly, we got to be like everybody else. We got to have us a king. So, God wasn't too thrilled with that. He said, all right, just make sure you know what you're really going to get with a king. So, matter of fact, let me just read a little bit of it prior to that. So this is actually chapter 8, verse 19. So, 1 Samuel 8, 17. So they're referring to this king that God says, this is what happens if you have an earthly king. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day. So God's pretty much saying, hey, I've been here for you. I gave you the manna in the desert. You know, your shoes didn't wear out for 40 years walking around. But yet, they're still not happy, right? So God says, this is what's going to happen. But the people refused to listen to Samuel, so Samuel's trying to talk them out of it. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles. So that's what they wanted. They wanted an earthly king, a human king. When Samuel heard all the people, he repeated it before the Lord. The Lord answered, said, all right, Samuel, give him a king. Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, everyone go back to your town. Now we're in chapter 9, verse 1. And there was a Benjamite, a man of standing, whose name was Kish, son of Abiel, son of Zerah, son of... Oh, it goes on with a lot of sons, all right? He had a son named Saul, an impressive young man, without equal among the Israelites, a head taller than any of the others. That'd be like me standing next to Scott, okay? This guy, he stood out. He was unique. He was a man that just exuded, hey, I'm a leader. All right. Now the donkeys belonging to Saul's father Kish were lost, and Kish said to his son Saul, take one of the servants with you and go and look for the donkeys. So Saul's going out looking for donkeys. So he passed through the hill country of Ephraim and through the area around Shalisha, and they did not find them, the donkeys, that is. They went on into the district of Shalim, and the donkeys were not there. Then he passed through the territory of Benjamin, but they, again, they're donkeys. And when they reached the district of Zoph, Saul said to the servant who was with him, come, let's go back, for my father will stop thinking about the donkeys and start worrying about us. So obviously they're many days away now at this point. But the servant replied, look, in this town there is a mighty man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says comes true. Let's go there. Perhaps he will tell us the way to take. So Saul says to his servant, if we go, what can we give the man? The food in our sacks is gone. We have no gift to take to the man of God. What do we have? And the servant answered him, look, I have a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God so that he will tell us which way to take. Now, formerly in Israel, if a man went to inquire of God, he would say, come, let us go to the seer, because a prophet of today used to be called a seer. So you'll hear that term interchangeably, seer and prophet. So Saul says, okay, good, let's go. So they set out for the town where the man of God was. The man of God, of course, is Samuel here. And as they were going to the hill to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water, and they asked him, is the seer here? Yes, he is, they answered. He's ahead of you. Hurry now. He has just come to our town today, for the people have a sacrifice at the high place. And as soon as you enter the town, you will find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. And the people will not begin eating until he comes. So this is, I mean, Saul has really commanded a lot of honor and respect here, right? They're not going to eat until he shows up. Because he must bless the sacrifice, and afterwards those who are invited will eat. Go up now, and you will find him about this time. So they went up to the town, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel coming toward them on his way up to the high place. Now, up to this point, we've got God told Samuel, the people want a king. Go get you a king, right? Go anoint someone to the king. So now we got the whole storyline building up, right? So now I'm in we're in chapter 9, verse 15. Now the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him leader over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me. And when Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, this is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people. Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, would you please tell me where the seer's house is? He says this to Samuel, not knowing who he was. And Samuel replies, I am the seer. Go up ahead of me to the high place, for today you are to eat with me. And in the morning I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them. They have been found. And to whom is all the desire of Israel turned, if not to you and your father's family? So Saul answered, he said, but I am not a Benjamite, but I am a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel. And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing to me? Then Samuel brought Saul and his servants into the hall, seated them at the head of those who were invited, about 30 in number. And Samuel said to the cook, bring the piece of meat I gave to you, the one I told you to lay aside. So he had a special cut of meat. This is big time honor stuff, all right? You know, I mean, even in today's world, right? So this even flies. So the cook took up the leg which was on it and set it in front of Saul. And Samuel said, here is what you has been kept for you. Eat, because it was set aside for you for this occasion from the time I have said I have invited guests. And Saul dined with Samuel that day. And they came down from the high place to the town, and Samuel talked with Saul on the roof of his house. And they rose about daybreak. And Samuel called to Saul on the roof and said, get ready, and I will send you on your way. And when Saul got ready, he and Samuel went outside together. And as they were going down to the edge of town, Samuel said to Saul, Tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And the servant did so. But you stay here a while, so that I may give you a message from God. That finishes up chapter 9. I'm not going to go into 10, because you already know Saul was anointed, right? Now, why in the world did God have me share that one with you? Let's find out. So here we got the people crying out, right? People crying out to God because they wanted to be like everybody else. They wanted a king to lead them into battle, a king. They wanted somebody that they could do that. Even though God warned them and said, hey, you know, this king is going to mess you up. He's going to put his thumb on you, you know, and you're going to have to make all this stuff happen. So here we show how God is working through Samuel, how he works through a seer, a prophet. And isn't it interesting, because you notice that that Samuel said to Saul, hey, don't worry about the donkeys. Now, Saul never said anything about the donkeys, did he? At least not recorded here, you know? So God is revealing all these things to him. And God will reveal those things. We have that special gift. That's the special gift of prophecy. And there's a lot of neat things with that. But even at that, God calls every single one of us. We all have a special calling on our life. And in this case, Saul's was a pretty mighty calling. Now, as you read through the rest of this and follow what Saul did, Saul became a great leader, but then Saul's ego got a hold of him, all right? And Saul ends up messing up, and that's how David comes into play. King David then becomes the mighty king with even much more mightier than Saul ever was. And then David messes up. The big difference though, when David messed up, he repented. He was sorry for it. Saul was really getting really stupid, and he was getting silly because the Old Testament tells us that God actually allowed it. God actually allowed a demon to just get in there, just mess with his brain. And he did some weird stuff. So it's all there in this thing we call the Bible. So how good is that? So, like I said, big takeaway on that: we are all anointed to do something. God's got a call on all of us to do. And if you're wondering what that might be, I can tell you one good thing: it's share the good news. That's common for everybody. We're all called to share the good news. You know, to tell people about what Jesus has done. You know, tell them there is hope. Man, I've had a lot of people of late that I've been ministering to that have just really been without hope. You guys heard about the gun thing with Ross, some of the Ross students down here. Turns out that, did you know the one that died, Brandon? Or you probably know, right? Do you know? Oh, you know both of them? Yeah. Turns out he actually is the stepbrother of a lady that works for me, you know? Yeah, and now she wasn't real close to him because it was like half, it was like a couple steps away, but the one that passed, yeah. I forgot, Hensley, Austin Hensley, yeah. So obviously that's on the that's on the prayer list here for that family, and all the families are involved for that matter. Well, Lord, we love Thursdays, and we love you, love your word for us. And thank you for your guidance and your direction. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that we do have a call. Yeah, that's a good song, too. We got to sing that one sometime. Yeah. But Lord, thank you for that. You show us we do have a purpose, and that you do have special messages for us. So just as you called Saul, you call each one of us for your own special purpose, to touch lives, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring comfort. So yeah. So Lord, we're lifting up Ross. Shoot, man, we're lifting up Ross High School right here. Mm-hmm. Ross High School's got a lot of stuff messing right down there now. There's a lot of darkness, a lot of junk, all that stuff needs to go. So we speak peace to the Austin Hensley family and the other ones that were involved in that, Lord, for their families, that your goodness touches them. And just peace, Lord. But we come against the garbage mess with school, this overdose stuff, suicide attempts, depression, just junk. And we command it all go. As we stand together here in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, speaking the light of Jesus over that, claiming that as holy ground for the body of Christ, that the darkness is not allowed. It's got to flee. It must bow. So, Lord, we thank you as we come against that, rejoicing in that victory. Thank you, Daddy, for Linda's leg getting better. Yes. We'll pray for it again, one victory at a time, right? We'll just keep hitting that thing. Sometimes it's like taking a hammer and keep hitting on a stone. You hit it, and you hit it, and a little comes off. You hit it, and that's okay.
Yep.
It's all right. We're going to see that. We're going to see that, so we're going to do that again. And for your friend, getting with your friend, Diana.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, just for restoration, peace, joy.
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 I can't wait.
Good.
Tomorrow.
Good. Good. Eagerness. Eagerly awaiting. Eagerly anticipating. That's awesome. That is so good. And for Debbie's work associates especially, all the different, and so many other families I know in this circle here, we all of us know different people that have been enduring a lot of sadness of late. Just a lot of sadness, a lot of loss. But Lord, we thank you that your peace flows. That your peace flows. Because none of these things are easy. But we do look brightly upon the knowledge, knowing that we will see them again with you in paradise, Lord. They're in a better place. A much better place. So, we're lifting up Sandy for this knee, and Leroy for, let me think, it was kidney. It was just kidneys, or was it heart too? Just kidneys?
Kidneys.
Kidneys.
Right now.
Right now. Okay.
Well, it's gone.
All right. Just make them clean. Make them well. Make them good. Thank you for our brother Tom here, Lord, and all the things you endure, my friend. So we just speak peace to you, my brother. Just speak peace. And the same patience I speak for you, I speak over here. Thank you, Lord, for patience, giving us patience, for helping us to realize that a lot of times, especially the things that people say, they're just not thinking. They're not thinking, they're not doing, they're just reacting. Too many of us let our emotions, that we wear our emotions on our sleeves or worse, out of our mouth. And so, Lord, we just thank you that in those times that come through that we can just kind of look past that and say, okay, what's your real problem? Just tell me what the real problem is. Save me the drama. The enemy loves drama. Thrives on drama. So much. So much. Thank you, Lord, where Brandon is making it through week one, learning to hold his tongue at the proper times, calculating what he speaks. But you remember in Proverbs 18, we're told that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love the fruit eat thereof. Meaning if you speak good, you get good. If you speak bad, you're going to get bad. So take the high road. Always take the high road. And special blessings to you for being here. We love to see you here. Special blessings for you, especially in this school. Just let your light so shine. Just let your light shine and just don't let darkness to go. We're glad you're here. And I've got some people I've been ministering to. I've got a lady named Cindy. We actually prayed for her last Thursday by name. And bless God, she sent me a message about an hour or so ago. Said, hey, I'm doing better, which is fantastic because I'd prayed a lot with her for a number of weeks and nothing. But now she's seeing progress, and that's good. And we're thanking that God's going to give her the rest. I ministered to a young lady today. It's been enduring just a lot of just junk for 10 plus years. Just a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. On the joy side of it, you remember Kathy, who Alcorn, who had the rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been checking with her. She's still doing great. She said she had applied for a daytime job. She had been working nights. I think hospice stuff, if I remember right, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she applied for a day job thing. She said, I would have never done that before, you know, because there was so much fear in her life. And like, she was, God bless her. So we're speaking great favors there. So God is good. God is good. Anything else? We're good.
It's Uncle Wayne. It's two streets I passed on the bus.
Yeah.
And yesterday, with the shooting in one of the streets.
One of the streets.
And when I get off the bus, a lot of people live there.
Wow.
half a bus with two get off the bus.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes they look mean to me.
Yeah. Okay. So we speak peace to that street or the streets there, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Absolutely. We lift it up. Amen. Amen. Why don't you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.